Hello, I'm Greg Ebona, your host in this episode of A Song to Remember, an occasional series produced by students at the Institute of American Indian Arts. Charmaine Kinnaly says that there is one song that relates to her life story, a song of her favorite and worst memories, a song that she'll cherish forever in her mother's memory. This is Charmaine Kinnaly's essay.
It's just a stop. Big doors, empty rooms, dusty window frames, everything is the same as the rest. I would put my bags into empty closets along with a sleeping bag. I don't bother unpacking as time is ticking quickly for the next move.
Young mom on her own, she needs a little help, got nowhere to go. She's looking for a job, looking for a way. The halfway house will never be a home.
This is the verse I love from Temporary Home, a song that was written and recorded by Carrie Underwood. It talks about a young mother who is staying in a halfway house with her young daughter. That mother struggles to get a job to provide shelter and food for her and her daughter. She knows she is trying to keep her safe and keep them going. She believes that everything will get better, even though it'll take time and hard work to accomplish this goal. That verse about the young mother and her daughter reminds me a lot about my mother and me. My mother was a strong woman and loved her children with all her heart. She did what she could to protect us and provide for us. Eventually, her husband had an affair and wanted her gone, so I went with her because I knew she couldn't do it alone. I was 16 years old then. She did find places for us to stay, but they didn't last long because usually the person who owned the house would move out or kick us out. She was lucky though because she knew a lot of people. We spent time in quite a few homes, but our visits didn't last long. Over time, my mother started to turn her life the wrong way. She was sad because her husband wouldn't bring her sons, my little brothers, to see her. This broke her heart and spirit. She began to do drugs and would leave me home alone for a few days at a time. I would always worry about her. What made things worse is that her phone would be off. As for her husband, he seemed to care more about his new girlfriend and her kids than his own family. He never came around to check up on me once. I think it's because I'm a stepdaughter.
This is my temporary home. It's not where I belong. Windows and rooms.
Life with my mother never got better. We started living in hotel rooms. I would sometimes sleep in the car with my boyfriend, and my mom would be gambling all night in the casino. Eventually, my boyfriend had enough and asked my mother for her permission to take me home with him. She was heartbroken. I knew she didn't want to be alone. He promised her I would have a roof over my head and be well taken care of. She agreed. When I finally moved in with my boyfriend, I finally got the chance to visit my family. My brothers hadn't seen our mother and me for a year. I hadn't known that my brother's grandmother and stepdad could worry that much about me since they hadn't stayed in contact. My father convinced me to come home. I laughed at the word home because I didn't know what home was. So I moved in, went back to high school, graduated, and moved away to college. Meanwhile, mom kept moving. She never stopped and never settled in. Then during my first semester, I got a call from my cousin. I walked out of my class because he kept calling. I answered and everything got quiet. She was gone. Mom was diagnosed with cirrhosis and didn't tell anyone. That night, as I studied for my final exams, I was listening to country music on Pandora. Suddenly, Carrie Underwood began singing Temporary Home. Memories hit my chest like a bullet and tears streamed down my cheeks. Mom finally had a permanent home.
This was just a stop on the way to
I'm Charmaine Kinnelly for Radio IAIA at the Institute of American Indian Arts. This is our temporary-